Florida's unemployment rate stalled last month at 8.6%. The lackluster jobs report coincided with Governor Rick Scott's announcement that two new businesses are coming to Florida.
Wawa Convenience Stores opened its first Florida facilities this week in Orlando and plans to expand to over 100 Central Florida stores in the next 5 years. Digital Risk, a company already operating in our state, announced that they are expanding their Florida operations and adding high-paying jobs.
But there will have to be a whole lot more Wawas to ease Florida's thirst for more jobs. State economist Rebecca Rust says once you take away the continued job losses in key industries like construction, government, and telecommunications, there was a net gain of 9,000 new jobs created in June. But there are still more than 795,000 Floridians out of work.
During the recession, all of them were negative except for healthcare. And now six of the major industries are gaining. Professional business services tops that list with the most new jobs. Trade, transportation, utilities is second. Third is private education and healthcare. Fourth is leisure and hospitality. Fifth is financial activities. And sixth is manufacturing.
Governor Rick Scott has made boosting job opportunities his priority. When he first took office, the unemployment rate was more than 11%. Today, it's 8.6%. The governor has built his entire policy agenda around job growth, but Florida's own legislative research office says some of the governor's jobs policies may be backfiring. Under state changes, it's now harder for people to get unemployment benefits, and they can keep them for a shorter amount of time. That means people no longer eligible for benefits but still without jobs may not be fully counted in the unemployment figures. And according to the report, many people have been so discouraged by the economy they've simply given up. Here's Rebecca Rust.
The way the unemployment rate statistics are produced is through a household survey produced by the U.S. Census Bureau. So they go to individual households. They have laptop computers, and they interview the residents of the household.
Based on those responses, the legislature's research body concluded that Florida's 8.6% unemployment rate should be almost a percentage point higher. But the state's leaders aren't too dissuaded by the stats. In a visit with employees in the euphemistically named Department of Economic Opportunity, Florida's Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll defended the state's job record so far.
Last month, the month before, we're seeing uptick in private sector jobs. CEO Magazine ranked Florida as the second best state to do business nationally. That is fantastic. And why is that? It's because of you.
But one key Florida economist says the state shouldn't expect much movement in the unemployment rate in the near future. Amy Baker heads the Florida Office of Economic and Demographic Research.
We still have at least a couple years, you know, I would say, before largely we're there, so calendar year 2015, if you want to think of it that way.
Over the past few years, the date for a real recovery has moved from 2012 to 2013 to 2014 and now 2016. In each case, Baker's group has had to revise its estimates due to factors beyond Florida's control. First, there was the housing market crash, then the Great Recession. Then came the European debt crisis, which has several countries teetering on the brink of economic collapse.
We don't know exactly how all that will play out. We're assuming that it's fairly orderly and it won't have the same kind of disruption as we saw last August. But that is an assumption. If it comes in differently, then it'll change our numbers.
The problems in Europe hit Florida's tourism sector, which attracts a large number of European and Asian visitors. The state is also closely watching a series of mandatory federal spending cuts set to go into effect at the end of the year. That's the so-called fiscal cliff, and it could hit sectors like defense, which has a large presence in Florida, especially hard. Baker says Floridians shouldn't expect to see the unemployment rate fall below 7% for another few years. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.